Thank you, Mr. Chair, and it's good to be back. To my right is obviously Ms. to my right is Ms. Suzanne Moore, our Chief Procurement Officer. As you know, recently we realigned the office of DBE with that of our procurement office. And so Ms. Suzanne Moore is now overseeing directly the program. And she is going to be basically going through the updates and the tracking that we're doing with regard to where we are with all the key action items to get us towards the DBE goal of 22%. So with that, I'm just going to turn this over to Ms. Moore to outline everything that she's been doing over the past 30 to 45 days.
Okay. Thank you. For the record, that Moore, Chief Procurement Officer.
Yep.
Move it a little closer. Is that? Suzette Moore, Chief Procurement Officer for Washington Metro Area Transit Authority. We have had quite a bit of activity so far this past month since I took over the program. We are committed to following the plan. When did we take over the program? It was mid-month, January, shortly after our last meeting. Yes. There was a plan already laid out, and I'm going to follow that plan. I think it's a good plan. We put in a lot of effort into meeting the initiatives and dates that we've already put forward. So the committee update is going to be addressing how we're moving towards achieving the 22% goal that's already been established and the initiatives for the improvement plan and the staffing plan. One of the efforts, prompt payment tool, that is an automated process that has been developed. Currently, staff have been utilizing the tool to ensure that once we turn it over to the contracting community, there's functionality and that the tool operates properly. We have currently most of the procurement staff who have been trained to use the tool, and they're the ones who's inputting all the data that's required to for the analysis of our achievement of the 22% goal. The data upload, we've committed to the middle of this month, by the 16th, to have all the information into the system that's required as far as the prime contractor information and the subcontractor information. That data is in the system. We're verifying it to make sure that everything is proper. It's been quite an exercise, but we have achieved that milestone already. The next phase, the next 2 weeks, will be us validating the data, because we want to ensure that whatever numbers we have reached, we want to make sure that they're accurate before we actually make the report. So that milestone is being hit as well. The 16th and the 28th, we believe, will be on target to hit that date as well. Training, we're looking for towards training the contracting community how to use the prompt payment tool. We first was going to do live training, face-to-face, but we decided that the best way to make sure that we get everybody trained in as fast and efficient manner as possible, we've decided to use automation. So we'll be Skyping, we'll use webinars, we'll use computer-based training to reach all the audience quickly. Once we get the training done initially, then we'll create job aids so anybody who's coming into the program will know how to use the system as well. Another element of that is that we have to modify all of our contracts to require the contracting community to utilize the automation to report. Currently, everything, of course, is done by paper, emails. We have to make that a requirement so that we continue with the proper data collection. And the contracting community will help that effort so that we're not overwhelmed with all the data collection. So that effort is ongoing as well, and we do intend to meet the March 31st date for having all the contractors trained that currently are under contract with us.
Ms. Moore,
yes.
If I may, question for you. The problem that we're having with meeting our goals for the disadvantaged businesses,
yes.
Is it a data problem or is it an actuality that we don't have these people from a percentage point of view? I mean, I'm saying it the wrong way, so.
No, I understand.
Mr. Augustine can, I'm sure he wants to. Go ahead, huh? Okay, good. I know you have a strong interest.
As we're assessing the data that's coming in, it appears to me that it was a data reporting problem. that we may not have been capturing all the data that we should have been, and certainly that we were not reporting it properly. I believe that once we get all the data assessed, that we will be in a good position to report out that we are, in fact, meeting our goals.
So in essence, what you're saying, to paraphrase this, is that it's more of a data issue versus the actuality of utilizing these disadvantaged businesses and so forth?
Yes. Now, not so much, it's not a data integrity issue. It's more because it's complicated by the process, the transitional process from a manual system into this automated system. So what was being compiled previously was completely manual. Then when we started transitioning into this automated system, obviously there was an influx from the standpoint of manual compilation versus what's already in the system halfway. Now we have all the data transitioned fully into the system. So by the end of this month, we will be, after we validate all the data that's been transitioned into the system, we intend to fully generate the full report out of the system, which will show us exactly where we're at with DBE. We previously reported for the previous period, April to September of calendar 17, or fiscal year 17, we were at 18%.
Yes.
And that was only partial data that was reported in, from the system. Now we have the full data into the system. We know we have an initial percentage that was we already generated a report. We are in the process of validating that information, so we're a little hesitant to report that out at this meeting, but we're on a very positive track. Yeah, so.
Sure.
My understanding is, at least from the I don't have that sense from the contractor, the DBE contractor community, that they feel like they're actually seeing that type of activity coming out of WMATA. I'm not sure what your primes are saying or who they're using. It doesn't seem to me from what I've at least heard that it's actually making its way into the DBE community that's within the Metro Washington area.
Well, that's part of the prompt payment process. So we're not just getting information from the prime contractors. We're also getting it and verifying it from the DBE subs as well. So that's part of the whole verification and compliance part of it. So, yes, how the system is built and how the regulations.
I'm saying, how is that validated?
So, on a monthly basis, we get the invoices from the prime contractors after they made payment, and then the payment is made to whatever DBE sub. That DBE sub then submits a certification to us that they, in fact, did get paid that amount. That's the check and balance. Okay.
Yeah.
I can speak to that. Going forward with compliance, that is part of the plan as well. We will have staff trained once they're – that's where I was with hiring the staff. Once they're on board, they'll be trained for compliance. We're being supported right now by contractors who are going out on the job sites. They're looking for those DBEs who are supposed to be on the site doing whatever job they're supposed to be doing. They're verifying that in fact the DBEs are working, they're doing what they said they're going to be doing, and they're getting paid for that work.
And I'm sorry, all of these DBEs are ones that are certified by you? You guys have already certified them and they've already gone through all that process?
Correct. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And who is the independent entity that supports your certification of these contractors?
Yeah, we have a joint certification unit. I have to read my note. Okay, the District of Columbia Unified Certification Program, that's DDOT and WMATA together, jointly, we have a memorandum of understanding between the two entities to do the certification for the program. It's a joint program because we have certification authority as well as the district.
We use Maryland's and Virginia's too, right?
So to add to that, the new memorandum of understanding states that district and WMATA will be certifying those entities that are in the district. the other firms that come from outside Maryland, Virginia, once they are certified by their home state, then we will accept them into our firm.
That was my question. So right now you don't have that from the jurisdictions. You have it from
the
district.
Right.
When will that be implemented that you will be doing, you know, that we'll have a more robust program
by,
in that?
By the end of May.
Okay.
We're saying for that to be in place by the end of May.
That was one of the bullet points.
Yeah, that's one of the bullets.
When you're referring to DBE, are you referring to the federal program that applies by virtue of WMATA's acceptance of federal funds, or to
that's correct?
DBE? It's not okay. And that is the only DBE program that applies to WMATA, or that's self-imposed.
That is
minority contract
by the federal government. FTC
okay,
regulation.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Second question is whether the undertaking of prime contractors to use good faith efforts to achieve the percentage of contract price via utilization of DBEs, does that pledge apply to change orders?
Yes.
Yes,
it does.
It does.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Okay, hiring of staff, we have committed by the end of March to hire the complete staff for the small business office. We're currently on track to hire all positions except for the manager position. We're taking another look at the requirements of the manager position, and it needs to go through an internal process before we're able to put it out. But that function is being handled by our contract employee to make sure that those efforts and functions keep moving while we're taking one of our consultants that we've hired. External, yes. Mm-hmm. And she's primarily the program manager of everything that's happening right now, standing in the gap of us hiring our manager and reporting directly to the director of that office. This is actually a newly created position, the manager, yes. Mm-hmm. So we have about the other five positions we're on target to have them filled by the end of March. Outreach plan, we are developing an outreach plan for the program. Several things are underway as far as us participating in other vendor outreach fairs that's happening within the district. We're trying to train small businesses how to do business with WMATA. We're looking forward to doing our own outreach events when we have large projects that we want to start networking with the prime contractors, small contractors, so they can be familiar with the work that's going on here. And ultimately, in the fall, we intend to have our own vendor fair for the contracting community. We spoke a little bit already about the memorandum of understanding that is going to be finalized by the end of May. And the last bullet, our standard operating procedures. We have about 26 that's underway in draft form. Those standard operating procedures will become our procurement manual, processing manual for the new staff. When they come in, that we intend to have a manual that we can just hand to any personnel so that they know how to do the work in the small business office. And that will be completed by the end of July. Nope. The last slide, I think, is just it sums all that up that we just talked about in one slide.
I just want to thank you, Chairman Price, for staying on top of this, and I do hope that you'll continue with this on a monthly basis. I'm very disheartened, unfortunately. I just have to tell you. I mean, this the fact that that you have to do this right now is just really disheartening, and I'm appreciative though that you're staying on it. I'm hopeful that we stay, that you're able to stay to this and we get a better program. But this is really, it's definitely disheartening. I mean, I'm glad that it's now, moving forward. I also hope, Mr. Price, that you continue with the updates, because we've heard this story before, and then we end up saying we got to redo everything and everything else. So I appreciate that and that you have it on the calendar on a steady basis.
Yeah, as I said the last time, I have a true commitment to this. One, it's the right thing. Two, it's also required, and that we need to be able to fulfill this. So we will have these monthly sessions where we'll talk about it. In all candor, I know you're talking about all the things you're trying to get set up, but at some point we get beyond the planning stages and we get to the implementation portion, and that's what I'm going to look at very carefully.
Definitely.
In terms of your ability to implement. And I would caution you also not to put dates, timetables that you cannot meet, because I'm very anal as it relates to meeting timetables. The other thing, too, that I know there are a number of large primary contracts you have out there, and I do understand the nature of DBEs and prime contractors. There are some people that are resistant to fulfilling their obligations under the DBE. Feel free to share with them that as the chair of this committee and as a board member, I'm looking at it very, very carefully. And if they don't do it, then I'm going to do everything in my power as a board member to remove them where they don't get work any further. So you feel free to explain that to them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And internally, also, for the internal staff, when we let contracts and things of that nature, I'm going to hold them responsible, too, at some point. So I'm going to want a period of time where you actually give me a report in terms of what we've done internally, the names of the companies, if that's proper, and not do an executive session, names of the companies, the DBE company that they're doing business with, what percent of work they've done, and then I'm going to ask the IG to verify for me. Okay, independent verification, if that's appropriate, to come back in and verify. So we're very serious about it. And the papers here, the communication people here, but you know, understand that I'm very, very committed to this process. All right. What happened to the gentleman that was here the last time? Did we scare him off or what?
No, Mr. Franklin Jones.
Yeah.
He is still part of the team. We've obviously the DBE program has been separated out of the Fair Practices Office.
Okay.
And realigned the Procurement Office. And Mr. Jones is now still overseeing the EEO program as well as our Employee Relations program. So. Okay.
So, John, I hold you responsible for this?
Absolutely hold you responsible for this. And we are actually very hopeful that by our next meeting in March that we'll have something very positive to report to you with regard to our attainment goals.
And I want to understand that the compliance officers are, you know, those are people who you're working hard to hire, in keeping with what Mr.
That is, that's correct. That's some of the individuals that we will have hired by the end of March. But in addition to that, Mr. Quo, as you hold him accountable, he holds me accountable.
Of course.
And we're definitely committed to this program.
I wanted to take the pressure off you today.
No, he doesn't.
All right.
So,
well,
okay.
next week will be your turn then. So at our next meeting, will we have a list of the prime contractors and the percent that has been allocated to a DBE?
Yes.
And
yes.
You know, so you can talk to the lawyers about how you maintain confidentiality or whatever, whether we do an executive session public. I want to be able to look at that as a committee, the other committee members agree with that.
All right. Yeah, next meeting we'll have a list of the prime contractors, where we are with the goal attainment, the subcontracting goal, as well as a list of DBE primes that have been awarded direct contracts.
Sure, I like to have the names of those large prime contractors that are resistant to doing this as well.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else that we have for?
Please.
Since I've been here, I've probably only seen one request for a good faith effort that they can't meet a goal. So I don't see a lot of that now. Well, we're actually, that's one of the SOPs that we're writing. We want everybody to review and analyze that the same. So it's kind of a subjective process. We're trying to make it a little bit more objective and require the contractors to actually make sure that they've made the phone calls, that they sent the information to the DB community 10 days in advance of the bid, so to follow a checklist before they actually submit information to us. So we want it to be a rather stringent process before we actually would grant a waiver. I understand the question, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I on the state level, we did require that
absolutely.
They actually.
Why don't you come back?
Yes, I want to have the right answer. I don't know that for sure that we actually asked them to name who they're going to use. I think it's just
no,
that.
Think. Just come back.
That they're gonna say yes, they're gonna meet the goal.
For those, I also like that this report's getting pretty long here. I also would like to have, for those, as David said here, for those companies that come back and say they cannot effectively get a DBE in order to carry out that, I'd like to have the list of those people also in terms of those great, those so-called waiver. Exceptions.
I guess people who ask for a waiver.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And tied into that, I'd like to know, what steps did you guys take to help them fulfill that. Now, let me close out with this. Now, while we're supportive of the DBE program, but I also expect the DBEs to be qualified to carry out their responsibility and the same level of work we would expect from any other prime contractor as well. So it's not a situation where you get a pass or anything of that nature. Mm-hmm. So we're looking for, same level competency, quality, everything else that we look for all companies, all right?
Yeah.
Now, absolutely.
The additional piece that I would want to see, which is the DBEs who are primes. I would also be like
that. Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, that was part of it.
Have you had any DBEs, if you don't know, you don't know, that, large amounts of dollars, and I can define large if you want me to, where they're the prime in reality.
Yes.
You do have that.
Definitely.
What's the largest amount? What's the largest amount you've ever granted? Off the top of your head. Take a shot.
Definitely in the millions.
100 million, 200 million?
We'll have to generate the report.
Just as a matter of information, I would like to see that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be a great piece.
But that's the part that we can validate. Right.
Well, of course you can validate that.
18% is prime.
Oh, DBE prime.
Prime awards.
Right.
Yeah, that's what we do now.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Well, any...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's part of the compliance process to ensure that as the prompt payment tool that will verify the subs are getting.
Okay. Any other comments or from committee members, questions or anything? Thank you, Mr. Augustine. I know that you're committed to this, and I know you're not a member of the committee, but we welcome your presence because of your commitment to this, and look forward to your input. If there's nothing else. I'll hereby adjourn. Thank you very much.
Thank you.